Blog Talk Radio.
Richard Cooper.
Oh, and here
we are
back
to another
again.
Episode of Blog Talk Radio, baby. Boom, baby, boom. Oh, my goodness. I love
this
show.
We're going to fly, ladies and gentlemen. This 30 minutes is going to fly by. Hey, if anyone's listening, there's a phone number up there if you want to call in and ask us questions. 713-955-0719. You can certainly do that.
And don't worry, your questions will not be censored. We will not censor you.
No.
We'll just hang up. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Just kidding. So I got a pet peeve. I got a pet peeve, which is going to lead into the video that you and I both watched today, which I thought was very good.
Yes.
I'll make a long story short. I recently was very interested in an online course, and it was an excellent course. It was for building, I'm not going to say because it'll give it away, and I don't like, you know, bad-mouthing anybody. So So there was a lead-up, a free workshop that lasted for about a week, and there were several videos and stuff, all excellent. Lots of B-rolls, and if you don't know what a B-roll is, like lots of clips, you know, of this and that and blah, blah, blah. It was lovely, very nicely done. Lots of information, and then the big day came when you could sign up for the course. And the course wasn't like $100 or anything that would be possibly affordable by the general public.
Oh, boy.
It was like,
the punchline,
like,
here we go.
Yep, it was like $2,000.
Oh,
for
yeah.
A course.
Uh-huh.
So
bait and switch.
There's a group of, you know, and I don't know. Am I jealous that I'm complaining? Because people who complain are jealous. I don't know. Am I jealous? I don't know.
Well,
but I just,
let me
you know
ask,
what I mean?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Ask me
So what's your peeve about it, though? I mean, is it because... did they tell you like one price of the course, and then when you got into it, you realized that it was an upsell? Because you know a lot of places do that. I've seen it a lot. You've seen it a lot too. If you purchase a course or some type of a program that's advertised online or on TV, then it's very common for them to have upsells. Was it similar to it or no?
No, this wasn't an upsell. It was clear that there was gonna be something that you'd have to cough up the money to go. So it was a free workshop. It was very nicely done. The pre-hype was all good. There, you know, tons of people were very interested in. And then the day that you could sign up for the actual course, that's when it was like, you know, close to 2,000. I think it was 1,900 and something like that. And then you had four payments of 560.
Oh, okay. So they broke it up into payment plans then.
Right, but still, it's like 500. It's a big chunk. So I don't know. So I got really miffed because I feel that there's a definite split, or starting to be a greater split. You know, and they have every right, you know, to, you know, if they're that good, to charge that much money. But then, you know, there's hundreds of thousands of people who aren't making that type of money who would like to get started and get involved in something so that they can improve their situation online and all that stuff, whatever they're doing. And they can't do it because it costs too much. Now, is it better to, like, sell all your personal possessions to make it to the course? I mean, is that a smart thing to do? And there's a mindset that says, oh, if there's a will, there's a way. You should be able to, you know, go to the whatever it is naked with no clothes on because you will in the way and you got there, right? Or, you know, there's that mentality. And then, I don't know, I'm just a little annoyed. I'm annoyed that I can't afford to go.
Well, you know what, and that's perfectly normal. Yeah, that's perfectly normal. So that's really the reason why your myth is because you can't go. Is it because of the high ticket item for the course?
Well, I'm upset that I can't go. I'm upset that I can't afford it to go. But I'm also upset that it was obviously geared to people who could swing that type of cash, you know?
Well, you know, you brought up a really good point because there are people, I mean, there are some really good programs out there and they're not cheap. Tony Robbins, for example, going to his seminars, Eric Worre, for example. And I guess what it boils down to is I know exactly how you feel. I mean, because I've been there before too myself. It really just depends on the, you know, where everyone is at some point. But then the other, on the flip side, though, I've seen those programs offer alternatives. Like, let me give you an example. Eric Worre, every workshop that they do, since the last one or two, what they'll do is if you can't make it to it, you'll pay like half of whatever you would pay. Like, let's say it was $500 to get into to get a ticket and then come. You have to get your own hotel and flight and everything there. And it was like $500 for a ticket for a certain right. But what they did was they came up with a program where you can purchase it for like $197 and you can watch it streaming on your TV at home live. And you also have up to a certain number of days, weeks, or months to be able to review it again. So
now see, that's smart. That's what they do. There are so many people that don't have that kind of money but would be willing to pay something that was reasonable for their budget. And then there's a smaller amount of people that have a lot of money to spend. You know, so I think that wouldn't somebody make that much more money if they had a program like that too? I mean, the guy would make a phenomenal amount of money, right?
Absolutely. And you know what, though? Sometimes they do after the fact. And then here's the beautiful thing about it, too, is sometimes what I've seen courses do is they'll charge a ton of money for the course. And they'll get so many people to go, and they'll have such a huge turnout and positive response that then what they'll turn around and do is they'll make that course available again. And sometimes they make it available as a recorded, you know, webinar or on DVD or something like that after the fact.
Yeah. Well, I sure hope so.
I guess it really just depends on what. No, so we could talk, I guess, offline about it because I'm curious to know what that course was all about.
Yeah. I mean, it was very timely and it was something that I really needed, actually. And I just said, oh, this is nuts. You know, I was just totally kind of disappointed that I couldn't go, disappointed that I don't have the money. So, which is a nice segue into the video that we watched, because they were talking about a business model that's been around since the 1950s and isn't going anywhere fast, you know?
That's right. And everyone, what she's talking about is there's a video, it's called Rise of the Entrepreneur. And
right.
It is an amazing, it's just about an hour long, almost an hour, getting right up there close to an hour. And I tell you what, whatever you do, you can find, Google it, it's on YouTube. It's called Rise of the Entrepreneur. Make sure you make some popcorn.
Yeah.
And you put that thing on and get your notepad out and take notes.
Yeah, and what was so interesting is how our economy and our perception of jobs is changing. And And it's really interesting because people my age, right, because I'm going to be 62 on Tuesday. It's my birthday.
And you don't look a day over, you don't look a day over 25. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm starting the show, baby. But my
That's
generation,
cute.
We grew up being told, you know, get a job, you know, get your
right.
degree, and that was supposed to be how it is. But today, like I told my son, you know, don't go to college. Because, you know, I already know that they're not going to be teaching you anything that's useful,
you know,
for what's going on.
That's awesome
today.
That you would do that. That's rare. It's rare. Parents don't always do that, you know, for their children because they don't, some of them just don't get it. And that's one of the things that they talked about in that same video was student loans. And Robert Kiyosaki is so funny. Don't you just love when Robert Kiyosaki talks about it? Because he just makes fun of it. He goes, he says,
it's so
go to school.
Stupid.
They teach you how to go to school, get a job. And he laughs and goes, why would you do that? You know, and I mean, if you just see the expression on his face. And that's true. This is the new economy. This is the new economy. You know?
There is no,
and
there
so,
is no security in like a job like I knew it. No, you know, unless you're like a health worker, or there will always be hospitals, there will always be dentists, and you know, things like that. But you know, the corporate companies, I mean, they're even like changing because of it. And that's what that guy said. He said the technology is happening in such a fast rate that we can't even keep up with it because things
every
happen
time you
so
turn
rapidly.
Around, something new.
Yep.
That's right. Every time you turn around, there's a new type of technology coming out. And technology, like I remember listening to Eric Worre, listening to him on a the Network Marketing Pro. I have the book on DVD or CDs. And one of the things he talked about was the new economy and how people are getting replaced by computers. And even banks, major banks are actually talking about, I actually worked with a guy who's this like big time architect, computer guru, geek like you wouldn't believe. And he told me some stuff. He said that he got some insight. And his wife was working at this one of the big banks. And she was working on a project where they're actually looking at replacing a lot of people with computers and with systems that are like artificial intelligence, where they actually, you know, are talking about replacing bodies. And so it would behoove someone to, because there's going to be, you hear people talking about this all the time, there's going to be a transfer of wealth. There's a huge transfer of wealth coming up. And anybody that's in the know now is going to benefit from it. But for those who don't know or are not in the now, they're going to end up falling by the wayside. And that's because this is happening so fast that we have to be educated. And even like a lot of younger people that are coming up, you know, now, they're coming up into a social media. That's what they were talking about in the video as well, the social media realm. A lot of younger people are a lot more educated on business and social media than people have been for prior generations.
So it's
really important. I mean, but anyone, no matter what age they are, can jump on the bandwagon, you know?
Yeah, they just have to be willing. So that's what's so scary about my generation is that there's so many people that are like stuck in the chair. They won't do anything. You know, they won't explore things, and then that's where you come into the naysayers, and they have an opinion because they're used to and familiar with what has been, and they can't seem to get their heads around about what's coming and what is.
Well,
you know?
It's coming. It's definitely coming.
So the transfer of wealth.
Isn't that amazing?
Who's going to get that? What group is that? People who are, you know, savvy about
actually
the computer
are,
and stuff like that?
Well, it's more or less people that are savvy about the economy and what's going on in the new economy and how to adapt to those changes within the new economy, meaning business, because doing business nowadays is not the same way business used to be done back in the old days or older days.
Right.
Now
right.
it's like everything's pretty much being done online. And I actually
yeah.
talked to someone that is from another country, and he was telling me that America is known for knowledge, having a lot of knowledge.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, America, our country doesn't have we don't have the same type of agricultural and industrial revolution as far as manufacturing and stuff like that, because a lot
right.
of companies have moved it overseas.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yep. Oh, geez, it's kind of a precarious time. Yeah, so I was telling my son, I sent him the video. Of course, he's not going to watch it because it's from me. He's at that age, Mom, ew. So anyway, but no.
But you're only trying to help.
I know. But I have not encouraged him to go to college. I said, you go out and you spread your wings and find what's good for you, and you can always go to school.
So what's he looking at doing?
Well, right now he got a job, and he's a cook for a small restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's also into tattoos, like big time, and he wants to be a tattoo artist. And I said, fine, whatever your heart, you know, attracts you to. So. Do it. So it's
right.
Yeah, but I, you know, neither one of us, his father or me, like, is pushing him to go to college and take tests and to help jump hoops and.
Well, yeah, because it's getting pretty crazy out there, and you know, society, you know, if a person is not up to date on what's going on and staying up to date. And it's really easy to do. It's not that difficult. All persons, social media. Social media,
right.
Stuff's in the news. Everything's online. Everyone that's listening to this radio show, all you have to do is just get out there and Google whatever you need to know. Always my saying is Google is my friend.
Yeah. Yep.
Because you can find anything on Google and YouTube. I mean, case in point, I know we're going to be running short on time, but I actually... You want to know anything, you can Google it. If you want to know anything on YouTube, you know, I was trying to figure out something on my car, believe it or not. I was trying to figure out something on my car, and all I did was I typed in Google, just a simple phrase, and what year car I have and what it was. Do you know I found a video on YouTube and watched it and was able to figure out what it was? I mean,
you can do whatever you want. I know. It's
amazing.
Like right there. It's like right there. So what was so good about this video, though, was that it explained.
Yes.
Not to like change topic real quick. I'm sorry, Rich, but it was.
No, that's
was
okay. This is a really good topic.
Yeah, it was talking about network marketing. And how many people are so friggin' naive about it? They have an opinion, but they don't understand it. And then it keeps them in a hole, keeps them where they are because,
yes.
you know, they have all these prefabricated opinions of what network
lies, lies,
is.
Lies.
Yeah.
Right. And a lot of times people are listening to a broke relative or a broke friend. And they're not the experts. I mean, would you rather listen to someone who is a subject matter expert on it? In other words, I prefer listening to someone who has earned six figures or millions of dollars and what they did, because wealthy people do things that other people won't do. And I prefer listening to a multimillionaire or someone who is wealthy already and has done it over and over again. And the key to success is modeling ourselves after what those people do. We don't have to become them, but we become
right.
them in our own way, you know,
right.
and we just model
right.
what they do and adapt it to our lives, because the bottom line is at least you're not going to go broke doing what they did, Leslie.
No. And it's
keep it 100.
Right. And it's such a perfect business model. If it was so bad, if it sucked really bad, You know, corporations wouldn't be doing it. Coca-Cola wouldn't be doing it. You know, they wouldn't be, you know, having affiliate programs and having people, because people, you know, when you have an affiliate program, it's like a small little army promoting you and spreading the good word, and it's cutting their marketing expenses. So it's, you know, it's all good. And network marketing is awesome. So Shaklee, that you and I are in, is a perfect example. And they've been around since, 1959? I think it was sooner than that.
1950-something, yeah, in the 1950s. This company's been around since the 1950s and has consistently been putting out quality products, never been under investigation by the FDA, never been under investigation by the FTC, never been threatened to be shut down, no legal actions ever been against them, never had a product return for any unsafe ingredient. And I want to point this out too, Leslie, because I didn't mention this last time. At the last global conference, Shaklee actually is getting every single product that they have labeled non-GMO. Even though they've always been that way, now they're officially getting certified on every single product and labeling that says non-GMO on every single one. Which
wow,
is remarkable.
That's huge.
It is
that's
huge. It's in the it's coming down the pipe now. So
wow.
Speaking of that, and I know that we what part of the, one of the things that we talk about too is the health. Just wanted to inject this real quick.
Yeah.
Everyone, when you get a chance, check out the Shaklee Health Print, kind of like Footprint Health Print. That is an amazing way for you to figure out where you are from a health perspective and what you can do to improve on it. It's really cool. It's a very cool tool. In fact, everyone that I've actually asked to get on it or fill it out has completed it and was really impressed with it. They were really impressed with their results.
Wow.
And what they found out.
Yeah,
it's
so
spot
that's
on.
Awesome.
It's spot on.
Shaklee is awesome. So if anybody out there has any questions about it, you can contact Rich or myself, and we're happy to share the info because Shaklee's awesome, 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 awesome. There was some guy trying to recruit me for their health and wellness business, and I said, well, I'm already in one. And he goes, well, what one is that? And I said, Shaklee. And he went, oh, that's one of the big guys.
You know, even someone from the UK actually – had the same thing happen with me, and I said to him, Shaklee, and he was like, whoa, that's one of the big ones, you know, just like what you said. He said, whoa, I know about Shaklee.
Yep,
and I was like, yeah, too bad they're not out there. Too bad they're not out there in the UK yet, because you would be on my team, that's for sure, buddy.
Exactly. Yeah, don't be asking me to hop on board, because I'm perfectly happy.
Well, you know, and the beautiful Shaklee products are just so consistent. I mean, I've tried other stuff before in the past, more or less like an experiment, and it was disastrous.
Well, you know what? Recently, my son had this horrible hacking cough.
Yeah, I saw your post on that. Enlighten us.
Yeah, so I just got him the Vitalee vitamins, takes two a day, and I have not. Since I got them, I have not heard him hacking away like he was. So I don't know.
So he actually does take them every day, huh? No arguments?
Well, I don't. I go, here's your vitamins. You know where to find them. You're a big boy. He's 20, you know. So mama don't do that anymore.
Can you tell if he's taking them?
He must be, because I hope so.
Well,
I keep
well,
shaking the jar, and it's looking a little less and less.
Oh, yeah, he's
so,
taking them.
Yeah. So
he's probably secretly enjoying them, and he's not going to tell you because he's a guy, you know. You know,
right.
And he's your son. He's not going to tell you. He's like, I can't tell mom these things are making me feel really, really good. I'll never hear the end of it. I'll hear, I told
I
you so.
I know. I told you so. I told you. Mama knows.
Mama
knows. Mama
does
there'll
know
be
best.
Days like this. There'll be days like this. Mama said.
And also,
so we're
Mama
running
said,
out of time.
Mama, take the
Mama.
Coins off my eyes. I can't believe what I'm seeing. That's what Mama says.
Yes.
So,
Mama
yeah, that's awesome. Yes. Definitely watch the rise of the entrepreneur, everyone. And if you're looking for a way to get healthy and, you know, a company that you can trust, we strongly encourage you to check out Shaklee.
Well,
put
you know what?
I'm
so glad you said that, because Shaklee is the only company that I'm in, and I don't even want to be in any other company, just Shaklee. Just Shaklee. Shaklee's got my heart.
Hey, just Shaklee. Exactly. That was something that we used to say all the time. We still do say it, actually. There's a lady named Lucy.
Shaklee.
She's hilarious.
Shaklee.
I don't know if you've seen our friend Lucy. We post about her a lot. And we actually saw her at the conference, and she saw Mike and I walking down, because we were walking to one of the events. And we were hoping we could meet up with her, but it was just so huge, and there were so many people there, like 9,000 people or so. And so all of a sudden we hear, Lucy, Mike! And it was Lucy and her little voice, and she runs over and gives us both a big kiss and hugs. And so we got a selfie with her, which is posted on my Facebook page. Yeah, it was awesome. And pretty soon you'll be at one, and I'll go, Leslie!
All right, well, we've got to close shop now. So you got any parting thoughts? Because we're going to get kicked off.
Well, you know, we talked about the rise of the entrepreneur. And, yeah, and people's misconceptions of a home-based business. And what you said, a pyramid is actually your job. You have a president and CEO at the top, and then all the other minions below that person, and then minions below that, and then minions below them. And then the final minions, which is the ones that do all the work in the company. Now, think of network marketing as an upside-down pyramid, where the people at the bottom can make more money than the people at the top. Because the people at the top, it behooves them to help those that they bring on board to be successful. Because if you help enough people get what they want, you can have whatever you want. Would you agree?
I agree. So,
I love it.
Well, all right,
we
better say au revoir.
Well, thanks a lot, everybody. Yeah, how much time we have left on the show?
We have
any second now?
Yeah, like 2 minutes we got left.
Well, did you want to add anything? I mean, we got to.
What?
Go ahead. What did you what? Say it
well,
again, what did you say? No, I was gonna say, what did you want to add on that? What did you want to add on there for closing?
Yeah, my closing words are don't listen to naysayers, because they'll drag you down quicker than quicksand. And
wow. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, quicker than quicksand.
And don't do drugs. Don't do drugs, do Shaklee.
Yes. Oh, that's a good one.
That was good, wasn't it? I love it.
Now we got to go. So this is Leslie Federici and
Richard Cooper, and we want to thank you so much for joining us on the show, and we're going to have another one next week.
Yes,
and
sir.
Watch out what we've got lined up for you. You're going to be really, really surprised.
Open
it up. There's a surprise.
So here we go. So bye-bye. We'll see you next week.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for being on.